This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dext.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dext?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So, as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So your accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you. So it's our new section, and Martin, I always ask you what's caught your eye this week, and this trouble a brewing with the software vendors and the accountants, isn't it?
It's interesting, you know, Rob, because for many years, there's been this implicit, in other words, not obvious, subliminal subtext of software vendors who have gone straight to business owners, bypassing the accountants and selling their wares directly to the business owners. We reported on something not long ago about Xero doing this. And it's implicit, but the message is clear. We're bypassing the accountant. Okay, so that's not news. But what we see this week is news. And I was watching a YouTube video, and there was an advert. So it wasn't actually a YouTube video. It was an advert on a YouTube video for a certain piece of software. It is speaking to business owners and is saying, get rid of your accountant. Mm. And then goes on an attack to say, and you never get a return phone call anyway, do you? And you never get to know about that tax saving you could have made because neither you nor the accountant ever knew about it. And you never get, and it just lists all these ills of what they claim is the typical accounting experience. And then, of course, the big sell is, and use our software and you won't have this problem because we'll keep you up to date. So in terms of the software proposition, it's not particularly new. What's new, Rob, is the message has gone from implicit to explicit. It's gone from, we'll just gently bypass the accountant, through to a deliberate, you don't need an accountant, fire your accountant. Yeah. And that's new. That's brand new.
And some of these software vendors, they hold a lot of data on their client. So they're trying to bypass the accountant instead of making the accountant the hero of the story. And we then start to ask, could accountants become extinct?
Yeah, I mean, that conversation has raged forever. And I can already hear some of my Australian friends kicking back against that accusation already. You know, we've had the war on compliance, the war on this, the war on price, the war on all kinds of things. And it never has happened. But what interests me here, Rob, is that these software companies are substantially more resourced than the average accounting firm. By which I mean that their marketing power to get a message across, to control a narrative, to create a community for what people think about accountants is a lot more powerful than the accountants themselves have got. Mm. And so if you have a well-resourced software company saying, you don't need an accountant, hey, business owner, you don't need an accountant, hey, business owner, you don't need an accountant, then how many times does that get repeated until it becomes truth and fact? And so that's the concern, is the more direct approach that's been taken. And I'm sure many of our listeners will now come and tell us after they hear this, it's not true either. You do need an accountant. And you need them for many different facets of your business. And it can't all be done by software, despite the claims of the software companies.
Well, the backdrop of this is, Martin, that we know there's been a vaporization of compliance as it's done by nanos and bots, and it's done really quickly, and it's done by automation. So accountants have needed to step up into that advisory role, which you can't automate. If they don't do that, then they will marginalize themselves, won't they?
I think from a compliance perspective, you'll always find that there's price sensitivity that only ever increases. But I think the major shift, if this continues, and I don't see how it's going to stop, is for the accounting profession to say, hey, at the production of the annual accounts and tax return, our conversation with the client begins and not ends, as our good friend Richard Brew would say.
If you've got thoughts on how accountants can stay in business and not become extinct, go to sayhi.chat/AIP and we'd love to hear your comments. So from the news, let's go into our special guest interview.
This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
Now, one of the big topics for accountants at the moment is making tax digital. It's going to hit you globally at some point. Martin, our friends at Free Agent have got something to help with here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an accounting practice, you'll have already had the conversation at some level about how do you get your practice ready to conquer making tax digital? Well, at Free Agent, they've got a 30-minute consultation waiting for you. Each session is designed to help accountants and bookkeepers get their practices ready for the next stages of making tax digital, or MTD. And Free Agent's in-house experts will offer advice on how to segment your client base, choose the right MTD compatible software for your practice and clients, and train and educate the team and clients on the upcoming changes. After your consultation, though, you'll receive a tailored action plan with the next steps for your practice. So Rob, for listeners who want to get that consultation and the tailored report, where do they go?
Go to freeagent.com/AIP for the Accounting Influencers Podcast, freeagent.com/AIP, and they can book that consultation today.